Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Happy birthday to Caitlin. Ah, yes. We got a full house today. All the way around. We got Steve Silva.
I don't think he's here.
We got Oz Davis.
Gotta admit, I'm still giggling about Pursuit of Slappiness.
What?
We've got the birthday girl.
Hi.
And we've got producer Casey.
Good morning.
And I am Sean Roberts. Together we are Your Weekly Dose Podcast.
We thank you for joining us today as we are streaming live to you from Orange County, California. Now, if you're new to Your Weekly Dose, this program is about having fun. We recap our past week experiences and enlighten your day through laughter.
That's right. Laughing at the things we experience in everyday life. The embarrassments, the silly things, the awkward things, even the things we're afraid to talk about, but we still do.
You know, the things that connect us all. The things that make us human. And as they say, laughter is the best medicine.
And to all our listeners, old and new, we always love it when you guys are part of the show and join the conversation. You can do that several ways by commenting on each of our episodes on our website, yourweeklydose.com.
Send us a message via Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
Say hello to us on Facebook at yourweeklydose.
Or if you want to send us a Caitlin personal message, you can email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Well, guys, as we mentioned earlier, just a few moments ago, today is Caitlin's 21st birthday show. We've got a lot of surprises for her today. She's already drinking right now. We made her a special drink. We got kamikazes later on, so
I'm waiting for those.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I don't even have a schedule for today.
You just sit back and you just stay there and enjoy. And, of course, she brought a very good friend of hers, David, with her today. He's joining us out there in the hall. So welcome, and it's just going to have a fun. We're just going to have a fun show. So sit back and enjoy, everybody.
Now you can always download past shows for free from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you are on the go, which a lot of people are these days, you can subscribe through iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose, and most importantly, tell the world what you think of us. So please rate and review the show.
All right, hold on. We got something going on.
They apparently have cheering in at the end of that song.
Yeah, it sounded like a whole bunch of other people had arrived. And
happy birthday.
I like that, yeah.
First, though, we do have a bunch of birthday messages from different celebrities and everything that we arranged for you. So the first one right away is going to be from Alicia Keys. And she did a video for you. We asked about this. And so let me go ahead and switch it so you can watch it here. Let me see. Where is it?
HGMI. Yeah, here you and Alicia are like,
there we
you
go.
Know, like that. You're close.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So here we go.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite songs. And I'm going to play for you because it's your day, Caitlin. And it's going to be an amazing day. You ready for this? Party people say, hey, it's your day, it's your day. The world is getting ready, everybody ready, hey, for your happy birthday. Sending you so much love. This is gonna be the best day yet.
There you go. That's Alicia Keys, yeah. Every time we do one of these two, you have to consume. So please take a drink.
You have to consume.
No, that's not acceptable.
No, I have to take sips.
Then three sips.
Oh, she's faking it over there.
I'm not faking it. I swallowed.
Oh, well, that's all we need is for you to swallow.
There you go.
Okay, right.
Cheers to that.
I have to over exaggerate my swallowing.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and let's do some catching up real quick and find out what Caitlin actually did on her birthday.
All right, Caitlin, take it on over. What have you been up to?
It is so weird going up to a cash register and handing them an ID to buy alcohol. Like, I did it last night, and I felt guilty.
You felt guilty?
I was like, I felt like I shouldn't be doing this, even though I'm 21, so I legally can't. But I was just like, this feels weird.
You're looking at it, you're like, please don't be fake, please don't be fake, please don't be fake.
Yeah. I'm like, this is my legit. And it made it even worse, because the guy at the cash register was giving me a weird look. He's like, is this really your ID? Like, and it was a young guy, too, and I was like, I swear, this is not. Maybe it's the haircut. I don't know. It was just a weird feeling overall.
I got that. Before my license, I had bright blonde hair, and then I went red.
Yeah.
And I would get every double take in the world at my license.
Oh, yeah. I have a mullet now. In my photo, I'm 18, and I have, like, hair to my shoulders.
Oh, so it's an 18-year-old photo on the... yeah. So you haven't gotten a new license yet for that one, then?
No. I got my license when I was 18.
Got it.
Well, yeah. You'll get a new one because it's got to switch over for...
So he's really looking weird at you because now he has to actually do the math. He's, like, counting back years. He's like, damn it.
Yeah.
It's 2001. You only have to... Let's see. 2022.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Let's do the math. Yeah.
So that's a tough one.
April 6th was your birthday. So it was Wednesday.
Yes.
What did you do? Anything go out exciting? Did you drink? What did you do?
So on my actual birthday, because it's a Wednesday and, like, most of my friends, you know, we have, like, work or whatever. So I didn't do, like, a lot. Uh-huh. I bought my first bottle of wine.
Nice.
So for that one, I didn't, like, for that one, the lady was really nice. Maybe it was because I got a weird look when I handed the other guy the ID, and that's why I felt guilty. But, like...
What kind of wine was it?
So there was this wine that
you know about.
It was it was nothing fancy. It was just, like, watermelon wine, and it's, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I love
but it was good.
Wine. Well, that's good.
Yeah, so it was, and then, yeah, yesterday, my college friends and I had a little get-together.
Watermelon wine sounds like a hangover, though. It sounds like a lot of sugar.
Yeah, no, yeah. I woke up for class the next morning, and I was like, okay, let's do this.
Probably not with as much gusto to it, huh?
Yeah, I actually left class early that day.
So far, what have you... Have you drank any hard major alcohol or anything?
I drank vodka last night.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Why don't you have a little bit more right now?
Okay.
You walked into
At
that
At least
one.
She's agreeable.
I know.
And that was a good sip.
And by the way, I'm drinking along with you, too. So,
woo!
But notice how far down mine is compared to yours.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, notice how much smaller she is.
Yeah,
than
but you're.
You.
That's, I was just gonna say, you're a that big dude.
That's nothing, guys. No, that means nothing. Because it all comes down to the absorption rate.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
We're going into math at this now. Hey, Mr. Math Major over there.
He's like, keep me out of this.
Well, that argument has never really
worked. Is there Abercrombie out there? Look at that guy. He's a good looking dude. Look at that. You know, his hair's all like semi-surfer or whatever. He's got a great smile. He's wearing shorts and everything. He's Mr. Amber. Do you got like the ribs, the six-pack going out there, David? Or?
Oh, jeez.
No? Let's see.
He does.
Let's see, David. Come on. Lift your shirt.
Don't pressure it.
We didn't. Don't pressure him.
He's
Have
shy.
You met Sean?
Mardi Gras.
He's shy. He's shy.
He's shy.
He's shy. You should have warned
Not
him.
Not with that smile.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Dude, where are you, David? Where are you from? Real
he's
quick.
Shy. Caitlin, what are you doing? Bringing shy people on the
from
show.
Where?
You should know.
Sacramento,
better.
Also. Okay.
Yeah, we're from the.
Dude,
same
go to the beach. The girls, they'll be right here like this with you.
Oh
like
yeah.
You, with that smile.
Yeah. I know.
With that smile, oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. You're Mr. Southern California right now, I can tell.
Yeah, he's in LA.
Yeah. Well yeah, he's here now. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Away. Like, no. Have another drink.
There she goes. All right. Yeah. Cheers.
I'm like he's here right now, really.
That's what you've been up to. Mm.
Oh, me? Oh, absolutely nothing.
Yeah, you're Oz.
I want to hear more about Caitlin drinking, actually. No, I got nothing. Produced more script. Actually, you know what? Okay, I wanted to talk about this a little bit. You know Uh-oh. What I did? I produced.
Yes!
Yeah!
I'm really learning how to be
Welcome
a producer.
Yay!
You know,
and
when I taught at International Business School in Budapest, I taught in Ooh. Arts management. And for the seniors, one of the off-semester readings was this autobiography by some kind of producer. I forget his name, mm-hmm. which is really embarrassing. But, you know, he was with Elvis and Led Zeppelin. He was producing those shows and whatnot. He was actually the guy, you may have heard about this, at the one concert, I believe it was in Las Vegas, where they filled a third to half of the seats with prisoners. From the nearby jail because they hadn't sold out the concert and there was no way Elvis was going to play to half full. So they brought in the armed guards and everything. They brought in, and this was one of his masterworks.
Wow.
But the upshot of this was, he says it right there on page one. He says, what does a producer do? A producer solves problems.
Yeah.
Right? So that's basically what I've been doing all week.
Nice.
It's like, you know, one of my actresses mm-hmm. is in Mexico. Surprise, surprise. I find out on Facebook. Okay, we'll put you off a week. You know, this guy didn't get the script. This guy's having trouble finding actors. You know,
yeah,
whatever.
That's what I
do. And, mm-hmm. yeah, and, you know, making sure this stuff gets out and whatnot. So, you know, is that doing anything? It's levying influence for sure. But,
yeah.
So there you go. That was what I did / didn't do this week, which was actually kind of a good activity because it was freaking 100 for 2 days straight. Mm. So it's like, just stay in one place and don't move too much.
Yeah.
That's really a good strategy.
Depresses
yeah, sometimes
me.
Sometimes it is. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Caitlin, 21, it's one of those special milestones, I think, in life, you know, because 16, you get to drive.
Yeah.
You know, 20, it's kind of like you say goodbye to your teens in general.
Yeah.
21, it's like, wow, I can drink legally now, even though I've been drinking for the last 4 years. So, you know, again,
no comment.
Mom and dad don't listen, so, you know, right?
Yeah, yesterday. So go on.
Okay.
We're pleading the
So,
fence,
no,
okay?
It's just one of those things. So we're going to kind of do, today is kind of like going back the year that you were born.
Yes.
Things that were going on and everything.
Oh.
So, can we go ahead and let's go ahead and play that first song there. So basically, you were born on a Friday.
Yes.
Don't know if you knew that or not. Now, ironically, though, I know you're an Aries, like my wife is.
Yeah.
But the Chinese sign is you're a snake.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, fortunately for you, though, people born under the year of the snake tend to see the funny side of the reptilian signs, as they have a great sense of humor, they're artistic, sympathetic natures, and make them a wonderful companion. But, like their scaly namesakes, suspicion and envy are never too far away. Really? They did that in the middle of the song?
Mm-hmm, sure did.
Those bastards.
I know. We got to pick up production.
That was
those bastards. Wow.
That's okay. Pretty funny.
Now, other famous people that are under the snake sign is both singer-songwriter Taylor Swift and also singer great legend Bob Dylan. Okay. The year that you were born, George W. Bush was the president and Dick Cheney was the vice president. Bread was 98 cents a loaf. Milk was $2.85 a gallon. Eggs was $1.40 for a dozen. The car, depending on what you were looking at, averaged about $21,000. A house was about $140,000 average. The average income, though, was $42,000 a year. Minimum wage was only $5.85. And gas was $1.46. I remember those days.
Oh, my.
And the average rent was about $715.
Wow.
Put that in perspective right now.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, my.
All right. So Steve is going to read some famous people, other famous people, who share your birthday.
All right. I hope you recognize some of these. 1969, actor Paul Rudd was born. She likes Paul Rudd.
Literally, I said that. I don't know if you heard, but I was like, Paul Rudd. I said it right before you said it. I was like, Paul
Rudd
cool.
And I. Nice. All right. 1914, George Reeves, Ashland, Kentucky actor. He's the one that played Superman.
Oh, yeah, Superman.
On television.
And I actually met him in the hospital one time when I was there. I was like 6 years old. That's cool. 1937, Merle Haggard.
Country singer.
He was born in Bakersfield, California. He's from Death Valley days. 1938, actor Billy Dee Williams.
You've got a lot of guts.
It's this guy.
After what you pulled.
Mr. Lando Calrissian.
How you doing, you old pirate? So good to see you. I never thought I'd get to see you again.
Well, he seems very friendly.
Yes. Very friendly.
What are you doing here?
What have you done to my ship?
And how you doing, Chewbacca? You still hanging around with this loser?
Hello, what have we here?
Welcome, I'm Lando Calrissian. I'm the administrator of this facility. And who might you be? Welcome, Leia.
What's wrong with the Falcon? I'll get my people to work on it. You know, that ship saved my life quite a few times. She's the fastest hunkajunk in the galaxy.
And there you go.
Oh, not as well.
All right.
Billy Dee. Now, in 1944, Michelle Phillips was born in Long Beach, California. She was a singer and actress. She was in the Mamas and Papas.
Ooh.
She was really pretty. And 1945.
All her legs were brown, though.
Yeah. In 1945, Bob Marley. Oh, Rastaman.
Rastaman.
He was with the Wailers, and one of his good songs was No Woman, No Cry.
One of his good songs. Wow.
1952. This is cool. Mary Lou Henner.
Actress.
Actress who was in Taxi and Man Who Loved Women. She was born in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And the next is...
I'll take the next one here. So, but first, have a sip, please.
He's keeping me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Hey, they did it to me on mine, so we're making sure we're getting it on yours. Now, of course, there are also a lot of people who passed away on your birthday as well.
Oh.
So...
Thanks for that.
Not a cool thing or whatever. But what's interesting, though, is how many of them were famous people, though.
It's a sign.
So... So, Charles, in 2001, the year that you were born, while you were coming out of your mom, Charles Pettigrew, who's an American singer-songwriter, was going 6 feet under.
Oh.
Yeah. In 2014, legend actor Mickey Rooney passed away. Also, actor 2015, James Best, who's known for playing the actor on The Dukes of Hazzard, he played Roscoe Pico Train. He passed away. And also... legendary singer Ray Charles passed away on your birthday in 2015.
Whoa.
2016, now we mentioned him earlier, I believe. Yeah, Merle Haggard, who was born in 1937. Well, he died also on his birthday.
Whoa.
In 2016.
Full circle, literally.
Yeah.
Okay, and so be very careful.
Yeah.
Be very careful.
And somebody that Steve and I miss greatly, this legendary comedian.
Do. Don Rickles.
It is now 11 o'clock and I'm fed up and tired. Marty, I would address... Somebody get a phone book so you can see me. $40 40 million jobs in show business, I got a midget to direct me. I have regards for you, Marty, from Tony Bonini and Frankie Garzano. And they told me to tell you, you'll be dead in the morning. Marty, you are the most annoying director I ever had. Little guy, he's the kind of guy in prison was the squealer all the time. Pulling on your pants like going, let's do it again. I said, Marty, it's 85 times. De Niro don't have it anymore. He's busy mumbling. Marty, when we see all the films you did, none of them were great.
That's some trash talk.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here. Clint Eastwood is now thrilled. His name was mentioned. And Marty, you'll have a great future ahead of you. Maybe instead of Jesus Christ, you'll do a story about a rabbi. A rabbi schlepping a piece of wood someplace. Be a great story. Anyway, De Niro is sitting there. God bless you, Bob. He's got the beard on. To know him is a treat. He's one of the great actors of our time. You ask him. You ask him. He'll tell you. But Marty, from my heart, on behalf of my wife, Barbara, and I, being part of Casino was a great treat. It was a Cadillac. You are a Cadillac. To me, that is the top of the industry. Wherever your wonderful mother is, who I loved and adored, as certainly you did in your family, she's watching and smiling on you. God give you the great strength and courage to continue your great work. You are special. Never forget that. You are special.
You are special.
There you go.
It's just the way he would just tear somebody up and then from the bottom of his heart tell them how much he really loved them.
Oh, yeah.
It was just
and
amazing.
And notice, there wasn't a slap involved anywhere
no,
in that
no
room.
Slaps. Nobody slapped
I know.
No slap, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, not at all. So Don Rickles we lost back in 2017 on April 6th.
Really made me sad. I loved that man.
I had the opportunity to see him live. And, I mean, boy, that was a true treat. You know, it really was. He was one of the last great ones. And what was funny, though, is that to get crap from Rickles was like an honor in Hollywood. It really was. You know, and again, nobody ever slapped him. Top news events. The year. This one, though, I found interesting. I went back to 1945, because this actually happened on your birthday in 1945, though. The first Tony Awards are presented for theatrical achievements.
Ooh.
So it's the Tony Awards started on your birthday.
Wow.
So I thought you might get a kick out of that.
It's meant to be.
Yeah. really? Again, those bastards.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
wow.
Hey, well, yeah.
Yeah, well, at least that one's a good commercial, though.
Yeah, we
you know. Going to bikini. Okay. That's Abercrombie right there. That's David.
Yeah.
That's David there. You know, he's got those lines and everything.
Some of these photos, I can't tell if it's a man or a woman, though.
I don't know, but I'm skipping it. All right.
I don't care.
Oh, man.
Right. Okay. The Apple computer releases iTunes and the iPod program and iTunes program during January 1st of 2001. The purpose of the software was, of course, to organize and manage digital media files, primarily music and video files on the computer.
Ooh.
2001 also became known as the Summer of the Shark.
Oh.
After a number of shark attack fatalities that day.
Yikes.
Steve, why don't you take the next two?
Maybe that's why I'm so afraid of sharks. It's like biological.
Subliminal, just like subliminal. Programmed in you.
Yeah.
All right. This is a weird guy. Richard C. Reed, dubbed by the press as the Shoe Bomber. Do you remember that? Bomber? He attempted to blow up an American Airlines plane with explosive in his shoes.
I know. That's why you have to take your shoes off now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly the reason why.
Oh, my God.
There was a 7.9 magnitude earthquake that strikes the city of Arequipa and surrounding areas in southern Peru.
And Microsoft releases Windows XP.
Ooh.
Remains of what may be the oldest ancient human are found in Ethiopia, estimated to be about 5.5 million years old.
Well, no wonder we're all messed up. We've been here so long.
Yeah.
This was a really sad moment for NASCAR. The legendary racing driver Dale Earnhardt, who had won a record 7 NASCAR championships, dies in a last lap crash during the Daytona 500 at the Daytona International Speedway. Really bad. Went head for head first into
the wall.
The wall, and it snapped his neck. And that's why they now have the things they wear around their back of their head and the neck was because of him, that accident, to keep their neck from absorbing that pressure.
That car exploded too afterwards, didn't it?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Because I think they were kind of like comforting people by letting them know that he was pretty much dead on impact after. Wow, that's crazy. I remember that one.
It was gnarly.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
The Mars Odyssey was launched. The Mars Odyssey spacecraft reached Mars on October 24th in 2001. Its mission to answer the question of whether life has ever existed on Mars. So there's a lot of stuff we learned from that.
And the last three here, basically, let's put it this way. You're as old as Wikipedia.
Nice.
Yeah. Because Wikipedia debuted, it goes online in 2001.
Oh.
Also, Napster is closed down in 2001.
What?
Oh.
So, Napster was a file sharing type of thing, and it got closed down.
You seriously did not know what Napster was? File sharing.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. File sharing, that's a nice way
don't
to say
feel
pirating.
Like that,
before
the oldish.
Yeah.
I think I feel she's young. Is basically
she's 21.
I was a baby.
Yeah.
How was I supposed to know?
And of course, the biggest news event that year was simply the 9/11 attack.
Yeah.
Of course, on September 11, 2001, 19 hijackers simultaneously took control of 4 U.S. domestic commercial airlines. The hijackers crashed into 2 planes into the World Trade Center in Manhattan, New York, one into each of the 2 tallest towers. Within the two hours, both towers collapsed. Hijackers crashed a 3rd aircraft into the U.S. Department of Defense headquarters, the Pentagon, and then also a 4th plane crashed into a rural field area in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, following the apparent passenger resistance.
Yeah.
Time out. So both the shoe bomber and 9/11 are associated with Caitlin?
They all happened in 2001. Yeah.
Whoa.
You're not allowed on airplanes.
I traveled for a year.
You're on the no-fly list.
I would also add from the sports angle, I got to represent the sports angle here, that the 2001 World Series between the Diamondbacks and the Yankees is usually regarded as one of the best of all time.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
there you go.
It was very, that was the famous.
Hey, I remember that. I was in arts class. We had to pick sides. I know, I went Diamondback.
I like that arts class. That, we had to pick
I
sides.
I was in arts class.
Yeah, that was the famous one where Randy Johnson pitched the 6th game and then he came in relief in the 7th game to win it for the Diamondbacks.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that's an all-time classic from the world of sports in 2001. There you go.
All right. Okay, we're going to do another greeting here. Hold on for just a moment, though.
That was all done without his introduction music. How about that?
Yeah, hey.
Boy, surprised. Wow.
So another message we have is, of course, I know you are into ASL.
Yes.
Okay. And Marley Matlin sent us a message.
No way.
Don't play just yet.
Oh, Marley Matlin.
So
I hope you read lips.
So we're going to hear from her.
Sign language.
Now. Well, yeah, because she's back because she's sign language. That's why there's silence. So
yeah,
there's the joke there. Okay. All right. No, here we go. We're actually going to play the message
her
for
wrist?
Her.
What happened?
Here we go.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, well, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. When you're crying, stop your sighing, be happy again. Keep on smiling, yeah, when you're
Oh.
Aw, I love
there
that.
There you go. So.
Just a cold beer drinker. Check out the callus on my pop top finger. Got a cooler in the back with a 12-pack ready to roll. I'm just a cold beer drinker.
Mike
right.
and Kay, it means
on
you guys.
On the phone, we've got our dear friends, listeners, Mike and Kay, because it is beer o'clock and doing some celebratory beers here for Caitlin for her 21st birthday. Mike and Kay, how are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great.
We're doing good and wishing Caitlin a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Sorry about the late call in there. We were having some technical difficulties. Can you hear us okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can hear you guys fine. No problem at all.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I couldn't.
Everything? Oh, go ahead.
No, sorry, I couldn't find your button right away. It just means you guys need to call us more often, you know.
So, but you did push. But you did push our button ultimately.
Huh? That's right. That's right. Ring the bell. Right. Finally got right. it.
Hey, I've been looking at some of the pictures of the guy of you guys there on Instagram and everything. And boy, there's that last shot. You guys are kicking back and all dressed up and everything. You guys were looking good and sexy.
Oh,
yeah, well,
thanks.
I was going to say, you know, if Caitlin sees that, the first thing she's going to say is, damn, they're old, you know?
And sexy, though.
Just make sure you understand that we're not quite caught up to Steve yet. Sorry, Steve.
Wait, hey, wait for it.
Hey, I wanted to ask, Casey, how's your eye?
My eye is doing well. Literally just last night, Mateo flipped over the pillow and got me right in the eye. I was like, not
oh my
again.
God.
I know. I was like, from now on, everyone needs to announce when they're moving in the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep your eyes closed for crying out loud.
Yeah, that's probably safest. And hey, Steve, has your eight ball prophecy come true yet? Not that I'm trying to get personal or not.
Wait. What kind of eight ball you got?
Well, there's an old tradition. And when we worked at Interventions at Disneyland, that people would bring in a dozen donuts the morning
right.
after they get laid. And so far, I haven't had to buy a bunch of donuts.
You haven't had to buy donuts yet?
No, not yet.
That's right, such a fun.
But I live in hopes, I'll tell you.
I love that.
We'll send some good wishes your way, Steve. So.
Thank you. I need all the help I can get.
So, hey, Caitlin, if you need help.
Yeah?
What do you just want to
take a look at? Hey, Caitlin, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Sorry, we've got a plumber here, and we're actually communicating with him at the same time.
Welcome to the show.
We can put him on. Hey, so, Caitlin, now that you're old enough to finally have your first beer, right?
Yes.
Are you a beer drinker?
Just go with it.
Are you a beer drinker?
I am.
Okay, I can barely hear you, but I'll try to keep up there. So, what I did was we made a list of beers that, because you're supposed to celebrate your beer birthday all month, it'll give you time to find these, because every one of these can still be found. One's going to be a little bit difficult, but we'll give you the list, and then if you're interested in any of them, we can try to help you find them.
Ooh.
So the first one is it's called Mexican Cake by Westbrook Brewing.
I like that already.
Mm. Yeah, and hey, Sean, it's not a nickname meant for you.
Oh, sorry. Damn it.
It is an imperial stout with cocoa nibs, cinnamon, vanilla, and a little bit of habanero to give it some spice.
Whoa,
he said nibs.
Actually, I knew you were going to say that.
Thank you.
I knew he was going to point that out.
And it's available for a limited time. Once a year, every year, they bring it out. And it looks like it's available now. So if that sounds good to you, you ought to try it out.
Oh, my gosh.
Mike, real quick, where did you go? Where did you go to get that one, though?
This is research we did online.
Okay.
We didn't actually get the beers. I wanted to actually find beers that were specific to celebrating a birthday or a 21st
Got
birthday.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
And most of these breweries, actually several of them, we've had beers from. But a lot of them are out of the state.
Okay.
And but you can, so when you look for these things online, you'll see that there's a lot of places nowadays you can order them to be delivered.
Oh.
And that's the nice thing about the craft brew community, is if the brewery is a decent sized brewery, you can get the beers with just a little bit of postage.
What was the name of the brewing company on that one?
This was Westbrook Brewing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. The second one for you to try is a 21st anniversary IPA by 21st Amendment Brewery. And I've been to 21st Amendment Brewery. They have great beers. You can find them at the local grocery stores. And their 21st anniversary IPA is a West Coast style IPA that is citrusy. It's got a little bit of pininess to it. It's got kind of a fruity hop flavor, so the hops provide some of the fruit flavor, and it's got a little tiny bit of light bitterness. Sorry, you can hear Charlie in the background there.
Hey, Charlie!
Hey, Charlie!
Woof, woof, woof.
She's going to be barking at the dog a lot. So that one was brewed in 2021 to celebrate their anniversary. Ooh. And it's still available at certain outlets.
Nice. Awesome.
The next one is Hoppy Birthday Pale Ale.
I love that.
That's by a company called Alpine Beer Company. And this one's an American pale ale, but it's hopped like an IPA. So if you're one of these people who are kind of like, I don't really like IPAs, I'll stick with the pale ales and those kinds of beers, try one of these, because what you'll find is it's got the lightness and the smoothness of a pale ale with just a little tiny bit of the hoppiness. And it's a great entry beer into some of the stronger IPAs.
What's the difference? I don't know anything about beer. What's the difference between an IPA and a pale ale? I don't know.
I'm sorry. I can't hear what you...
Okay, she was asking, Mike, the difference between... Because she's not too sure about the difference, though. But between a pale ale and an IPA.
Yeah, so an IPA was invented hundreds of years ago. It's an India pale ale. And what it was because... Beer wasn't refrigerated on the big giant ships, you know, that used to carry beer across the oceans. They determined that if they hopped up the beer, which means just using a lot more of the hops, which add flavor to beer, then the beer would last a lot longer in these, you know, wooden containers that they were using in the ships. And so it became known as IPA, and it's got a bitter kind of a I won't say hoppy because you don't know what hoppy tastes like, but hops are kind of bitter and they have a little bit of pininess to them. And it is an acquired taste, but very honestly, when I first had IPAs, I didn't care for them, but I grew to really enjoy them, and now they're my favorite types of beers. A pale ale is more, is this kind of a standard brewing process, and it would be more like the kinds of beers you're used to seeing around, you know, just they're a lot like having a lager, which is like your Buds and your Coors and your all those types of beers. It's just a light beer that doesn't have a lot of graininess to it, a lot of hoppiness to it.
Oh, okay, cool, thank you.
Yeah, of course. And so pale ales are great to drink for the summer and that kind of thing, but trying one that's got a tiny bit of hoppiness to it will help you maybe appreciate some of the stronger flavors.
One thing I learned from both Mike and Kay, especially when they can't come into the room, is not just give me the appreciation for different beers, like different wines and stuff, but
yeah.
I've never been a beer drinker myself at all. I mean, because like a Budweiser or a Coors, they don't interest me. But everything that Mike and Kay have picked and everything that Kay has brewed herself, they're amazing beers. And there's an actual flavor, a true flavor I can appreciate now. But I've also learned that because of them, I also learned that I like stouts more than I do an ale or an IPA. And so now I'm always on the look because of these two lovely people. always looking for some type of stout or whatever, you know. And because now I'm interested in the different flavors that they have.
Yeah.
You know, especially what they call like the milky stouts. Those are my true favorites.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you would like this Mexican cake, certainly, because of the vanilla in it. It gives it a little bit of that kind of milkiness, to it. So the next one I have is called the Birthday Suit.
Funny, all the guys went, did a big smile, like, hey, yeah.
And Caleb's like, oh,
yeah, I had to pause there because I knew I'd get a couple of chuckles.
oh, gosh, the male to female ratio right now is, it's 4-2.
This is, This is a tart ale by Winita Brewing, and it is a blackberry lemon tart ale with Ooh. Lactose.
Oh, that sounds good. I love sours.
Yeah, and this one sounds really good. I have not had this one, but I'm very interested now in trying to get a hold of it. The flavor notes on it are kind of a meringue, like a, you know, meringue type pie. You know, you get that creaminess and a little bit of the tart and that kind of thing. It's got a blackberry jammy flavor to it, you know, so a thick blackberry taste, and then hints of vanilla because of the lactose. And lactose is a milk sugar that some brewers will use now to give a beer kind of a creaminess. They make these milkshake beers that often have lactose in them, and they really do add kind of another level to the enjoyment of, you know, different kinds of beers. It is currently available, but it is a brewery in Salt Lake City, and so it's available all around Salt Lake City. So you might have to take a road trip.
I was going to say road trip, yeah.
Is it Rusty Rail birthday suit? Which one was this?
No, Rusty Rail also has a birthday suit. I thought this one sounded better in terms of flavor. This one, the brewery is, just look for the brewery spelled UINITA birthday suit, and it should pop up.
Awesome. I'm searching. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then the last one I got here is this one is called There Is Still No Cure for the Common Birthday.
I love the names of these.
Oh, that was Uinta. That's a great brewing company.
Yeah, they are really
good.
You being smart on beer.
Excuse me. I'm a Cicerone.
Oh, yeah. Are you?
Okay.
Oh, boy. Caitlin just got it from my wife.
She's upset that the level is so high.
Yeah.
The level of the alcohol in her cup is too high.
Oh. Okay.
For the time we've been on air.
Yeah, so let's put it this way. You know, we've got one of those Starbucks cups.
Yeah.
Before we got you guys on the air, I've already finished my drink. Caitlin is like maybe a quarter of the way down from hers.
Yeah, we need to get in the room again. It sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun. So.
Yeah. Oh, God, love to have you guys in. Oh, that reminds me real quick, Mike. By the way, my Sundays are free now.
Okay, good. Great.
So, yes.
So we definitely need to get together. So, you know, whether we meet at a brewery and taste a few stouts or meet at the house, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, and this time I'll bring my guitar with me too.
All right, that'll be awesome.
Yeah,
we've got some great neighbors across the street from us that you should meet. I think they'd really enjoy meeting you and anybody else who can come, and we'll have a good time.
Awesome.
The beer I just talked about is actually one of the reasons I put it on here. It's hard to find right now. It was recently available, but it's sold out everywhere. It's a beer that's brewed by two different breweries. One of them is in Sweden, and the other one is Three Weavers, which is in Englewood. And they're a great brewery that my wife and I have been to, you know, Kay and I have been to several times. I say it like she's not here because she went to go talk to the plumber. And it's a double IPA. It's hazy in appearance, but it's got a very intense bitterness and a very juicy grapefruity flavor to it. And so anybody who does drink standard, especially West Coast IPAs, they'll taste grapefruit often because some of the hops provide that grapefruity flavor. And I love grapefruit, so it works well for me. And so those are the ones we put together. I didn't know how long we had, so I made it kind of a short.
What was the name of the last beer, the double IPA?
Yeah, it's called There Is Still No Cure for the Common Birthday.
That's right.
And I just thought it was kind of a fun name. And again, I like Three Weavers, so we wanted to talk about that one.
Yeah.
And so I did have a question for you, Caitlin. Do you know what thing that more people turning 21 years old get than anything else?
What?
A hangover.
Wow, I couldn't.
Sorry, I need a little drum roll there.
I would never know what that looks like.
And then I got to tell you, share a birthday month with another very cool and semi-famous person called the Beer-Fueled Runner.
Ooh.
And when you look up the Beer-Fueled Runner, after you say, holy crap, he's old, you'll see it's me.
When's so, your birthday?
So, happy birthday. We're both Aries. Mine's on Monday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Dude, well, happy birthday, brother.
Yeah, well, thank you. And you can bet I'm going to be drinking some birthday beers for that event.
That's so fun.
That is awesome, brother. That is awesome. Well, you know, Mike, we love you guys. You guys have been such a wonderful part of the show, and we can't thank you enough for doing this, as always. You've given us some wonderful beers. And matter of fact, Steve and I, we were over at the store yesterday getting ready for today. And what were we doing?
Trying to find that milk Guinness.
Still trying to find that milk Guinness. And we were at Ralph's this time.
Yeah. Just doesn't. Oh, who knows? Yeah, we'll find it.
Well,
one
you
day.
Know what? It's probably going to be a seasonal thing, so it may come out again. If I see it at all, I'll make sure to grab some and save it for you.
We'll do.
Hey, Mike, I have a question before you take off. Does your plumber have a really good butt crack? is that why Kay went in to talk to him?
As a matter of fact, Kay just came back, and so Steve was asking.
Of course, you would say
I don't know how loud I should
that.
Be, but
I'll just go for it. What the hell?
He wondered what kind of butt crack there was on the plumber. Is that why you were gone? So
nice man. So no.
You're asking questions.
He's a nice man.
Well, I guess that's good then. You know.
Yeah, no, sorry, guys. No story there.
He's a friend of my brother's, he's got to be a good guy.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, Kate, how you been?
Great. School's going well. I got a chance to start the lager last weekend for the salt and lime lager, so that's got another 3 weeks in the fermenter in the fridge before I can bottle condition it. So still about 5 weeks away before that's ready.
Nice. Okay, I was telling Mike earlier, my Sundays are now free.
Nice.
So yeah, so we want to definitely head on out there sometime real soon with you guys and hang out. We miss you guys.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, we miss you guys too much.
Yeah, we missed you guys, and it would be wonderful to see you. And now that Caitlin's old enough, she can have some beers with us.
Exactly. Woo! Yeah. Exactly. Yep. That's the way to do it. All right, guys. Well, listen, we'll let you guys go.
All righty.
Thank you so much, and we, as always, we love you guys, and thank you.
Oh,
so
we love you guys, and you guys take care and enjoy your birthday show. Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck with your plumber.
Yeah,
I think he's got the problem solved. So hey,
wonderful.
Yeah, that's all good.
Okay, guys, we'll talk to you guys soon. Take care.
All right, bye bye.
All right, bye bye.
Bye.
Bye. Cold beer drinker.
Check out the chalice on my top finger.
Got a cooler in the back with a 12 pack ready to roll. I'm just a cold beer drinker.
Ah, yes. All right, are we ready for sports now?
Well, I need another drink first, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
See, now I'm doing it, too. I'm selling you out.
Yeah, have it. Like you got it. Or you know what? Because you're taking so damn slow, maybe we should do the kamikaze shots right now.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting thirsty here.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh, my stomach hurts.
David, can you hand us those three drinks, please? No worries.
Good job. Not for me.
I'm telling you, that boy is way too good looking, though.
Right? Isn't he a cutie?
He is. All right. Yeah, all right, I'll have that one to Steve. All right.
And then Casey?
I'll take that one.
And then Casey, what?
No. That one's yours.
My stomach.
I know the lime juice will do you some good.
Yeah.
It's really just 1 ounce of vodka.
Yeah, it's not that much.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Happy birthday to you, sweetheart.
Thank
Happy
you.
21st. Mm-hmm. And here's to always having many Abercrombie Finch friends.
There you go.
All right.
Go, David.
Yes. Yes. Oh. Oh.
Don't play that.
Oh, that was kind of interesting. I
boy,
that.
She really enjoyed that shot.
I'll have what she's having.
I enjoyed that shot. Wow.
Let's do some sports.
Sports.
Lots of sports. Sports everywhere. All the time. For everyone. Forever.
Yeah. I think the last girlfriend I had was a really good sport.
All right. In the room, Os Davis. Os, what we got going on, buddy?
Well, geez, where do you want me to go first? We got basketball. We got golf. We got football in the courtroom.
Let's start with
hockey. We got baseball. Hockey. I can't tell you much about hockey. I can tell you that the official team of this podcast, the Seattle Kraken, was long since eliminated.
Really?
So I can't say that.
All right. So let's do baseball real quick.
Baseball. Well, opening day is here.
Yes.
I kind of have a little mini rant here. I subscribe to ESPN Plus. I have Paramount Plus, which shows CBS stuff, and I have Sling with the sports package. And yet, I did not get to see either the Dodgers or the Angels on opening day.
Really?
Through any of those packages, you pretty much have to buy MLB.com, especially if you want to watch a loser team like the Rockies, who played against the Dodgers. They've already lost to them twice, so I think they're mathematically eliminated at this point. That's a great tradition in Colorado Rockies history.
Yeah. I like them there.
Meanwhile, the Angels started Ohtani on opening day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And they're also doing what I hope that they would do, is to put Mike Trout second in the lineup. But they've got a lineup with Ohtani pitching and batting first. How wacky
he's
is
leading
that?
Off. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. The guy is the reincarnation of Babe Ruth. I am firmly convinced of that. And so he took the loss, though. He pitched almost 5 innings, 4 2/3 innings, which is a lot for a starter nowadays.
Yeah.
And had 9 strikeouts and only 1 earned run, but took the loss. The Angels won the following day. Just smoked the Astros the following day. Now, I wanted to know why that wasn't on the TV. Why wouldn't one of the major networks have picked up the Angels-Astros game? You know, you've got the Ohtani story, you've got Trout coming back, and you've got the hated Astros on the other side. Why wouldn't you show that? But instead, we get Mets-Nationals, which wasn't much of a game on either day, and we get Yankees-Red Sox, which really had a classic on opening day.
Right.
Extra innings, Yankees home team won. So just really nice game there. The baseball has been pretty swell here through 2 or 3 days, but I got to say, I still like golf softball better.
How has the attendance been on opening day?
Well,
has it been pretty low?
Yeah, a little shaky. You know,
people don't like it when they lock out and have strikes and stuff. People just don't like that. And it takes a while
to come back.
Yeah, even if they didn't lose a game or anything, just the idea that they did that really sours people.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of politics really in any sport, to be honest.
Yeah.
Sport is supposed to be an escape from the reality, much like film, television, all that kind of stuff was to me as well. Television less so than film, but
on top of everything else, too, there's just, again, there's all the baggage with seeing a game live. I mean, you know, again, I say this all the time. Baseball is a product of another age, man. It's a product of an age where if you didn't want to go back to work after lunch, you could go to the Brooklyn Dodgers game. You know, it's like in the middle of the day in the summertime. You know, and that sort of thing doesn't exist anymore. Now, having said that, I saw a bit of the Cubs game as well, played in Wrigley, and those folks were wearing jackets and ski caps. But there was quite a few people there for a day game, you know, on Thursday, whatever. It's again, opening day on Thursday. That's another weird one.
Before we leave baseball, I have a little short rant.
Oh, go for it. Rant about baseball?
I'm a T-Mobile customer, and this week we're now supposed to sign up and get MLB.com for free. Okay. Yep. The problem is with that subscription, it's only out-of-market games.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I only care if I'm going to watch baseball. I want to watch the Dodgers and the Angels, but I can't.
That's what kicks
weird.
That's what kicks my butt about NBA TV is there's like, okay, you can get the one team package for like $110 or something like this. I'll go, okay, Lakers. And then every time they play, I can't get it because I'm in the market.
Yeah.
So it's like, why did I buy this subscription? So then you just put the VPN on.
Yeah.
Hey, I guess I'll be in Dallas today. Oh, now I can watch the Lakers game. Thank you very much. And even worse is that you have to wait 3 days after the broadcast.
Oh, really?
If you want to see it through NBA TV or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know? What a racket. But again, that's where they make all the money. Going to a game is a pain in the butt, so you sign a $1 billion TV deal. That's where they make all the money. And that's why these sports don't care about attendance. Jen, yeah. is that all the money is coming from revenue sharing.
See, I just wait till the news comes on. You know, if I miss the game,
yeah,
I just wait till the news comes on. Who won? You know, and that's all I wait.
See, what I've gotten used to now is that I look and I see, okay, the Lakers are playing at 7 o'clock. I know that sometime between 9:30 and 10, the highlights will be on YouTube. Sure. So I just wait,
well,
and then I watch
season.
The highlights, and so I can watch the whole game in like 10 minutes.
It's a long season.
Or less.
It's a long season. What I'll do is I'll TiVo the thing. Like, I'll record the thing, and then, you know, just play it when I'm making dinner or, like, you know, cleaning up the house or whatever, when I'm not doing something on the computer. Then I'll just put it on.
That's a term I haven't heard in a long time.
Well, I don't. Tebow? What do you say?
You're record going to TiVo it?
You know, I feel funny when I talk about fast forwarding through videos. You know, I'm neither watching a video or fast forwarding. But what do you say? What do you call it?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. How are you guys on soccer? Do you guys like soccer?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah, World Cup draw was this week.
Yeah.
And with the exception of the March Madness tournament, this is probably the tournament that gets the biggest speculation and whatnot right. as to who's going to play who. And it's a big event, the cup draw. Now, the Team USA drew an interesting lot. We have, again, they put us with England, which seems to happen a lot. Again, they put us with Iran, which seems to happen a lot, and which is a really good team, by the way, this time out. And it will be the winner of a three-way tournament between Scotland, Wales, and guess who? Ukraine.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The reason why we don't know which of those teams is in it is because of the situation
yeah.
in Ukraine right now. Now, that play-in tournament will be in June because this World Cup tournament is delayed until November, not because of any COVID reasons, but because the host is Qatar and it's damn hot.
Got it.
In the summertime in Qatar.
I have to say that at home, I rent my room from a couple who are from Colombia.
Oh.
And they lost out. They're not in the World Cup. So it's real sad at my house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they are like, because they would dress up in Colombian jerseys and hang the flag and invite over, you know, 20 people and everybody would be cheering. And it's a big deal in my house.
It
and
is a big deal.
They didn't make it this time. And so they're all really kind of sad.
From an American sports fan's perspective, this is the one thing I miss about Europe the most, is when the World Cup is on, is when the Europe tournament is on. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like
that's
they
so
put
true.
TVs on the city square. And even if Hungary, the national team, is not in it, you know, they'll watch it.
They'll watch
it because it's soccer.
Yeah, well, we've got another friend of ours where her family is from Spain. You know, and they're always rooting, and I mean, good Lord.
You mean Lisa?
Yeah.
Argentina.
Or is it Argentina?
Her father actually played for the national Argentina team years ago.
Wow. So, does he just have the one name?
Well, she actually has become a photographer for the local Southern California soccer teams and stuff. So she loves soccer. She's into it.
Great work if you can get it.
Because her dad actually played.
However, I would say really that the big story about the World Cup, and I hope this doesn't fly under the radar, is Team Canada.
Okay.
Not only did Canada make the World Cup for the first time since 1986, they won the CONCACAF tournament. They beat Mexico and the U.S., as well as all the other teams in Caribbean and North America, to get into this tournament. This is possibly the best Canadian soccer team ever, and I really hope they make some noise.
Wow, look out for Canada.
Yeah. Got to pull for Canada. Our friends to the north, eh?
There you go.
Those are some big headlines. I guess we can say adios to Coach K. I hope everybody.
Okay.
I hope everybody.
Coach K.
Adios.
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 Happy trails
to you.
I hope that everybody caught at least the last two March Madness games because they were fantastic.
I watched it because I'm. It's not that I'm a big Duke fan or anything, but just Coach K is just an icon in the sport, and have him finally retire. It's a sad moment. It really is. He deserved everything he could get. He when he went to the Final Four was the 13th time.
Yes.
And that's a record.
Yes.
Yeah.
So unfortunately they didn't win, but you know.
Yeah, and I would say I do prefer Coach K over Coach W.
Yeah.
Coach by W. far.
Yeah,
by far. Now, Coach T.
I remember Coach J. Q, but he was in a play or something, and they were on his street. I can't remember.
Yeah, and I really don't care for Coach C, D, or E, though. I just didn't like
them. They're a bunch of losers. Wow. They're a bunch of losers.
They were a-holes.
Yeah.
They were a-holes. But Coach K.
Coach K.
Coach K, man. Gotta give it to him.
Yeah, unfortunately, he overshadowed LMNOP.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, because you just breezed right through
them. Just breezed. Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, Abercrombie, you can laugh at these jokes. They're funny. Yeah.
Abercrombie.
You can tell from the look on his face, he has no clue who the hell we're talking about.
Another sock. What's that?
Coach K? What's Coach K?
See, this is when the non-sports fans fast forward.
Yeah, exactly. He's shaking his head
now. What's some of your favorite sports that you like to watch?
No.
Wow. How do you play that game?
There we go.
He's a math major.
Ooh.
And that means...
Okay, so what about Robot Wars and stuff like that? Do you watch that?
Oh, cool. I love Robot Wars.
Yeah, that's
that's a lot of fun.
So Robot Wars is your favorite sport?
I think that
is. It's sort of a sport.
Yeah, it's sort of a sport.
Do you get into, like, esports and stuff? Do you ever watch that? Yeah. I wonder who watches esports.
Do you watch TV?
Do you know that there is a device called television?
Yeah. Okay. Do you watch sports through your computer? Your phone? A tablet?
Do
you do that much?
I think with that face, he's probably just out trolling for trim.
You never know.
That's what I would have been doing.
If I had that face, I wouldn't be here now.
No.
I'll tell you that.
Just keep on notching that belt.
Yeah.
Oh, he's... Sean, your wife is going to start getting jealous when you keep on like this.
There we go, sports with Oz.
With a segment of hitting on...
We could almost do a whole podcast with Oz.
Oh, sure.
And David.
And David, yeah.
The Second Bananas Podcast. Hey.
Sports with Oz and a segment of hitting on David.
Interrupted by...
All right, we have another birthday message here now.
Ooh.
Let's see. I believe the next person... This person owed us a favor because he is a friend of the program. But we got this person to do it, and that is from the great Donny Osmon.
Today, we're here at your party where we've secretly replaced your birthday cake with Donny Osmon.
Oh, look at that.
Happy birthday, Caitlin. This one's for you.
Caitlin, it's your birthday. Time to celebrate and sing about who? You! Come on, Caitlin! It's your birthday! Time to sing and shout! Come on! It's what you gotta do! Break it down! Add another candle, another year, it's true! But 21 years sure looks good on you! Aw, Caitlin! It's your birthday! Let's all dance and sing and shout your name!
Oh, wait, I can play the last part here. There's one more thing. Fireworks. There you go.
I got to tell you, if you ever want to see a singer in his element doing something that he was born to do, watch the version of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat with Donny Osmond. He is a treasure in that. It's amazing.
Yeah, he did a beautiful job doing that. Beautiful, beautiful job. So, look at that. Alicia Keys, Oscar-winning Marley Matlin, Donny Osmond, a legend.
Woo-hoo!
This is the trouble we go for you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. All right. Top movies. That year for you. Let's do the Monsters Inc. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Top movies that year, of course, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Lord of the Rings came out also. The Fellowship of the Rings. Monsters Inc. was a huge hit that year. Shrek also came out that year.
Ooh.
One of my favorite movies, the original and the remake, I did enjoy, Ocean's 11.
Oh, yes.
So much fun. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe this. This is going to happen every freaking time now, isn't it?
I warned you.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Boy. Probably refresh it. It'd probably be better.
Well, yeah, but I'll have to play through them.
Yeah, here, we can just skip ahead, too.
Cool.
There you go. I were handsome. No, probably refresh the next one. All right. What else we got here? Go ahead, come out that year. Pearl Harbor. Came out that year. The Mummy Returns came out that year. Jurassic Park 3, Planet of the Apes, Hannibal, A Beautiful Mind, Training Day, Monsters Ball, and Moulin Rouge.
Oh, Moulin Rouge.
Came out that
year. What a show that was.
Now,
yeah.
The,
interesting film.
The number one movie, though, that happened on your actual birthday was this movie here. And we're going to play the trailer for that. I think that's it. Is that it? The guy you
always come through. I got to pause.
Okay. Do, do, do. Was this do, one do, here? Do, do.
Oh, hey, look, a blank screen.
Ooh, crazy.
Wow. Wow. Love your commentary. Yeah,
this came out in 2001.
What did?
Yeah.
What is Wait, Spy Kids?
Yeah. And putting them to bed.
Good night.
No one would ever guess that Mom and Dad are the world's top secret agents.
We've got a follower.
No follower.
What'd you do?
Your parents are international spies, but something's gone wrong.
My parents can't be spies. They're not cool enough. That's cool.
Now, the only two people who can save them are their kids.
I think it's up to us. You with me. Okay. How to be a spy. Good spy puts himself in the mindset of the opponent. Ew, gross. What do you see, you?
Now, they're on a mission.
I know this shit's gonna happen!
To stop an evil genius.
You promised us an army, Mr. Fluke.
They're very capable robots,
and I can make them look like anyone.
The president's daughter?
Rescue their parents and save the world.
Gotcha.
Never send a grown-up to do a kid's job.
Oh, ow.
Spy Kids. Real spies. Only smaller.
I wasn't even born.
Allie, I have a break.
It was the,
March 30th.
Yeah. Well, that's when it came out. But it was the number one movie on the day you were born, though.
That's so funny. Wow. That guy, the main character, dude, he's married to Meghan Trainor, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
they
wow.
have a kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's wow.
I know.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
I know.
I am all agog.
All right, Steve's going to talk about the things that were happened on the Academy Awards that year.
In 2001, the winner for Best Picture was a really great movie called A Beautiful Mind.
Directed by Ron Howard, yeah.
The winner for the Best Actor was Denzel Washington in Training Day.
Ooh.
Nothing for that either. The winner...
For
Best
that
Actress
out.
Halle Berry in Monsters Ball. The winner for Best Director, awesome. Ron Howard for A Beautiful Mind.
Mm.
And the winner for Best Original Screenplay was Gosford Park. And the winner for Best Adapted Screenplay was A Beautiful Mind.
All right.
And that's the Oscars in 2001.
Yeah. Okay, now, other number one movies on your birthday, besides Spy Kids, but that also hit number one on April 6th. 2006 was Ice Age, The Meltdown. 2007, Blades of Glory. 2009, Hannah Montana, the movie.
Yeah. I love that movie.
2011, Hop.
Oh, I actually saw that.
Do we see a trend going on here so far? Okay.
Yeah, I do.
All right. Now, it changes here a little bit, though. 2012 was The Hunger Games. 2014,
I was there at the midnight showing.
Were you really?
Yeah, The Hunger Games. I saw all of them at the midnight showings. I was a huge fan.
Nice.
Well, there you go. 2014, Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
Makes sense.
2015 was The Furious 7.
Ooh.
2017, Boss Baby. 2019, Shazam.
Yeah, that was a great film.
That actually was a good film. I did enjoy that. 2020, Trolls World Tour. And 2021 was going back to the old days, Godzilla versus Kong.
Ooh.
So, there we go there.
There we go there.
All right. So, get some decent movies, though. Number one on your birthday. Not too bad. All right. Steve's got the top TV shows.
We got Malcolm in the Middle, which was really bizarre. That was, you know, Bryan Cranston's swan song there. He really came into being known. The Simpsons. ER. Oh, George Clooney on ER was amazing. Friends, of course, iconic series. And Touched by an Angel, which I never watched. So, anyway, here's one I watched all the time, The Drew Carey Show, and that was Gino's favorite show at the time.
We got to play that theme real quick, though.
Okay. Or at least part of it.
Yeah. 3, 4. Oh, yeah. Kick this one out. This is a good one. And what's scary is that this show could have been about us, too.
Yep.
That's a scary thing. All this energy calling me. All right, what else do we got, Steve?
Okay, where was I? Is it Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Seventh Heaven, Everybody Loves Raymond. One of my favorite shows with Dorman Gregg.
Oh, God, love Dorman Gregg.
Love Dorman Gregg. King of the Hill, South Park, Dawson's Creek, Sex in the City. That 70s show, which was really
that was
funny. Coming out with the it's like that 90s show or something. It's coming out.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, they're in the process. They're in production right now.
So it's basically that 70s show 20 years later.
Yeah.
One I didn't enjoy that much, The King of Queens. A lot of people liked it.
It was funny.
Yeah. I just didn't. Yeah, well. Will and Grace, which was a remarkable show. The Family Guy, all the guys in the world love. Futurama, which is really strange.
My dad is into that.
That's coming back. It's coming back.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Sopranos. And this is one that Sean and his son love. The West Wing.
Love that show.
Martin Sheen is the president.
Love that show.
Yeah.
All right. So we decided also to look at some of the songs for that year. So, but we wanted to go a little bit deeper for you, though, of course. And so we wanted to find out what was the number one song on the day you were born. And we figured it out.
I'll get out.
Oh, yeah. I love this song.
I love this song. Uh-huh. Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly. Sugar, baby. Come, my lady. You're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake. You make me go crazy. Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly. So imagine while your mom's in labor, this is playing on the radio.
21 hours, mind you.
Well, for 21 hours, your mom was listening to this.
On loop.
Yeah, on loop.
On loop.
Now, we wanted to go one step further, though.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we go, well, okay, that was the song on the day that you were born.
Yes.
What was the number one song on the day that you were conceived?
Oh, my God.
So we went back in time, and ironically, this is a pretty good song.
Like peeking out through the closet.
Is there video of that day?
No, just a song.
Too bad.
But
I want to be with you. I want you to be Yes, Enrique Iglesias was singing to your mom and dad. They were definitely bopping boots to this song.
Don't let me down. Come to me now.
All right. Now, the thing is, though, that was number one song here in the U.S.
Yeah.
I went one step further, and I'm going, geez, well, you know, Sacramento, that's a little bit closer to Canada.
What?
Than what?
A little bit closer than us.
Well, than here.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So maybe your mom and dad were banging to this song.
Okay. Oh, don't ruin this song for me!
Oh.
Never know.
Damn it! I had a feeling you were gonna bring up like a song like Priest. I was like, I have a
yeah.
into it. I yeah. was like, I had a feeling because it was early 2000s. I was like, it's gonna come up. Yep.
I was surprised that it was number one in Canada. So you know.
Yeah, side note: my mother did not let me listen to Britney Spears growing up.
I got tired of Britney Spears because basically, when I was working at Disney at the time. Everybody was listening to her, and it was like, "Oh God, if I hear Toxic one more time,
oh jeez,
fair enough.
I'm going to kill everybody."
Fair enough. That's so fair.
All right. Other big songs, though, that year was "Hanging by a Moment" by Lifehouse, "Fallen" by Alicia Keys, this wonderful song by Train.
Oh, I actually saw. I went to a Train concert once with my mom.
I wanted to see them live because I really do like Train, and I love this song.
Oh yeah, I saw them perform this.
If You're Gone by Matchbox 20, another great band. Follow Me by Uncle Cracker. Back in the atmosphere, Lady Marmalade by Christina Aguilera, Little Kim, Maya, and Pink. The Way You Love Me by Faith Hill, With Arms Wide Open by Creed, Kryptonite like Three Doors Down, Beautiful Day by U2. And Austin by Blake Shelton was a big country hit that year also as well.
Nice.
And Steve's got the Grammys.
Well, Record of the Year was Walk On by U2. Album of the Year was Oh Brother Where Art Thou soundtrack.
Great. Oh, that was so good.
Great.
One of my favorite Clooney movies. One of the only good Clooney movies.
Wait. You mean you didn't like Batman?
Oh God! With Clooney in it?
Just ask him.
Clooney.
He's
in
too
it?
Nice to be that. Yeah. Song of the year was "Here We Go" with Alicia Keys again. "Fallen," and the best new artist was Alicia Keys.
So. Look at that. That's so cool.
I guess you should learn everything you can about Alicia Keys. Apparently. You have so much in common.
Yeah.
Now you understand why we got her to send that special message to you.
So that was on purpose.
Yeah. See, it's all connected.
Look at you.
It's all connected. Speaking of birthday wishes, the next one we've got here is from a very well-respected man in the industry. You can kind of call him almost maybe the Don Rickles of the music industry, because anybody who gets a song parodied by him, they know it's an honor. So here is our message to you from Mr. Weird Al Yankovic.
Yes.
Oh, hey, Caitlin. How you doing? Al here. Listen, I know you're super busy. You got a lot going on. I really hate to bother you, but, well, there's something I've been meaning to tell you, and I'm afraid it just can't wait any longer.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Caitlin. Happy birthday to you. Hey, it's your birthday. Gotta be your birthday. You know what I was told?
Oh, more fireworks.
Yeah,
a dude does know how to have a good time.
Now, we also sent out some a thing out on Twitter and our Instagram and everything to certain people, and asked our Facebook friends also to help out with this, to give you some birthday advice.
Ooh.
So now that you're 21. So Steve and I would kind of go back and forth on this here. So the first one I got here is, hey, you just turned 21. Call your parents and tell them they can't make you go to bed anymore. And that's from listener Melanie.
On the roller coaster of life, your 21st birthday is like being on the top of the first giant hill with your hands in the air and no lap bar. That's from Greg.
At 21, you're old enough to go to Vegas where you can lose all your money trying to hit on 20.
Not 21.
That's from listener Debbie.
At 21 years old, lots of new doors open up. Unfortunately, the ones that could get you in the most trouble are the most tempting. And that's from Mike.
That's so true. I love that for
you. Yeah.
You're 21. Almost everything you really enjoy is now legal. That's from listener Shelby.
You don't have to hide it anymore.
Exactly.
One fun thing on your 21st birthday is getting carded, which you talked about earlier.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's even more fun on your 30th. That's from Carol.
It is fun to get carded when you're 30 because you're going, wow, I look younger. Thank you. I appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Congrats. Now you can legally do everything you've been doing since 15. And that's from listener Shelley.
Yeah, Shelley's in the know.
Definitely
there.
Not 15.
Yeah. Okay, don't chase anything except drinks and dreams. That's from Lisa.
Fair.
You and Google are both debuted 21 years ago, so there's that.
Oh, good.
And from listener Brett.
Tonight begins the first of many, many poor decisions. Sorry, I just
thank
got kind of distracted. There, that was. Are you trying to tell the weather with your butt now? What was that? Oh, I loved it. Okay, I'll do it again. Tonight, wow. Tonight begins the first of many, many poor decisions from listener Samantha.
Today we say goodbye to a true friend, your fake ID.
I actually never had one.
Neither did I. No, that's from Lesser Angel, though, so.
Okay, she drink, she drank, she drunk. That's from listener Paul.
I don't know. That thing is still where it's at, that drink over there.
Yeah, but I think we need to take a sip over there. Put the water down.
Their stomach's a little, I don't know, so.
Back away slowly.
How's your stomach right now? Is it okay?
Now grab the, are you okay?
Kaylin didn't tell you, but she did vomit last night.
Not last night?
Which night?
Last weekend.
Last weekend. Is that long ago? It's time again.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to vomit. Yeah.
But it's so cleansing.
All right, here we go. Okay, next one here. Finally
Casey.
Legal. Finally legal.
I vomited from food poisoning. That was what that was.
Yeah.
Anyways, go on.
All right. It says, finally legal. Proceed with caution. That's from listener Amber.
And finally, 21, now go out there and make some regrettable decisions. That's from listener Shelley.
Woohoo!
And from listener Mike, he says, tonight, the drinks are on your friends. Tomorrow, you have to start paying them for yourself.
No. She's a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, notice who that came from. Listener Mike. Don't yell at the...
don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah, don't shoot the messenger.
I'm mad at...
There's sort of a message.
Caitlin.
In the movie Camelot, Arthur finds an old king out in the forest who's lost, and one of his things of advice is, go out and do something you can be ashamed of.
There you go.
That's good advice.
Exactly. We do have one more message, and this is from a true living legend. She's been on social media lately. Because of the controversy with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And so, she has her own theme park.
She does.
This was going
and on. So we reached out to her, and she said, absolutely, I'd love to do it for her. So here is the great Dolly Parton.
The days go by faster and faster. The calendar turns another year past you. It's a special day for you to shine.
kids all around with cheers and wishes, candles on a cake that's just delicious. It's all for you today, 'cause it's birthday time. That's right, Caitlin, this one's for you. 'Cause it's birthday time, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregating. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations. Happy birthday to you.
And there you go, from the great.
Her face barely moves now anymore, too.
That's so true. That's so true. So, well, we hope you enjoyed all your birthday messages from those.
I did.
I mean, good God. I mean, Marley Matlin, Alicia Keys, Donny Osmond.
Yeah.
Weird Al.
I know, it was so cool.
And ending it with Dolly Parton.
I know. Actually, like, my grandma and I would, like, listen to her songs, and she has, like, a special, like, childhood place in my heart.
Dolly does?
Yeah.
What is one of your favorite songs from Dolly?
Well, I was young, so I didn't really know, like, the names of the songs. Mm-hmm. But my grandma and I always say, like, I love you to the moon and back, because that's one of her. And so, like, that's my grandma and I's thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's kind of cool, because I mean, you have something special like that with a grandparent.
Yeah.
You know, it comes from a song and everything. That's great. That is so awesome. So what are you going to do now for the weekend, though?
Refreshments are served.
The weekend?
In the auditorium.
I don't know. Well, last night I had something, and then next weekend, Abercrombie over here.
Wow.
It's sticking with you, Dave. Sorry, buddy. See, that's what happens when you get too good looking.
Oh, you should have seen him when he was 11. It was so
wait a minute. Hold on, 11?
No, because you see the glow up, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Heard.
Oh.
You should have seen him when he was 11. Is this bike on?
No. Like,
the guy's just sitting
there.
There
was a glow up. I know, he's just sitting there.
And you're like insulting him. You should see when he was 11. He was cuter when he was 11. Now, oh my God, he's horrible.
No, it was reversed. She was saying he was an ugly 11-year-old.
Oh, so he became the ugly duckling then.
No, he didn't become the ugly duckling. He was the ugly duckling. He is now the swan.
Trust me, I was not the prettiest at 11 either. I was something.
It's pretty much... We can come back. We got back.
I know. David just, like, it has to...
Aren't you glad you came, Dave?
He doesn't have a mic, so he's just, like, sitting there taking it all.
He's, like, defenseless.
He has no choice.
Yeah.
Poor boy has got no choice. All right.
Okay, what did I miss?
Nothing, because we're going to start the game, brother.
There's a game.
Oh, we are. Okay, here we go.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, surprise. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the game show that actually caused Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck to get re-engaged. Quiz me.
Quiz you. All right, you got the five there.
Am I doing the first five?
You know what? I'll do the first five this time. All right, question number one. Oh, and by the way,
yes,
all of these are pertaining to the year 2001.
Oh, great. So Caitlin will know none of them.
Hopefully, hopefully you listen to the show.
She's just a baby.
Oh.
All right, here we go.
Just a baby.
All right, question number one. Once again, here we go.
Do you want me to do it again?
Yeah. I love when you do that. All right, Paris to Miami flight diverted to Boston after passenger Richard Reed does what?
The shoe thing?
There it is.
Caitlin?
Say your name.
Caitlin, the shoe bomb.
There you go, the shoe bomber.
Yay.
Yay.
We're celebrating with you.
Question number two.
Isn't that she gets one right, she has to take a drink?
Yes.
That's right, yeah.
I'm so bad.
Oh.
No, you're on top of things,
Oz.
You're on top of things.
I love you, Oz.
Keep with the program.
There we go.
Yeah, all right.
Ooh, now she's drinking.
She's mixing and matching over there.
Yeah. Now she's being one of us. Okay.
Woo.
What device is first introduced by Apple?
iPod? Caitlin, iPod?
iPod is correct. Yes.
Take Yay!
Another drink. Take another drink, please.
Two for two.
I know. Everyone else is silent.
This is a tough one here. All right. President George W. Bush announces to the establishment of what?
Caitlin?
Do you really want to test me on history? What? I don't know.
Anybody else know?
What?
Anybody else?
Anybody TSA. Else? No, I'm just kidding.
George Abercrombie?
Yeah, no. Abercrombie?
President George Bush announces the establishment of what?
It's George W.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I know, I said TSA.
Remember the year.
A makeup line inspired by his wife.
Wait a minute. Oz, Homeland Defense?
I want to give it to you, Oz, yes.
Almost.
Office of Homeland Security.
Homeland Security, that's it.
Good job, Oz.
All right.
That's right.
All right.
That started in 2001?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't take long.
After. Yeah, right after. What? All right. Question number four. Microsoft launches what?
Caitlin?
What is
Microsoft?
You said
Microsoft.
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 Casey? I need another drink.
Wikipedia? No.
No.
I didn't know.
No. Yeah. No. I was gonna say maybe Google.
No.
Us. Us. I'm gonna say it's Windows.
Windows.
One.
Oh.
Windows. Vista.
Windows XP.
Windows XP.
Windows.
There
XP.
It is. Yeah, XP. We talked about that.
How old is Windows?
Old.
Apparently,
yeah, old.
I guess.
Old. Windows was first. It was. Oh, it's been Windows. Windows was, right? Isn't that Bill
ever
Gates?
Since?
Yeah.
Because Windows was a ripoff of Apple. Remember when the Apple came out with the little computers in 1984, 85?
Right. Actually, before that, they were in 88.
Windows, people like that operating system so much. That's the one that we still use today.
Right.
But back then, it was like revolutionary, and they ripped it off. Windows is an answer to
And before
that.
It was called Windows, it was called Screen.
Right.
Yeah.
It's called MS-DOS, I think it was called.
All right. Question number five. How many major earthquakes were there in 2001?
Caitlin? Three?
Three is correct, absolutely.
Wow!
And have a drink.
She wanted
that
drink.
Amazing.
She was hoping to get that one.
Three, yeah. El Salvador, which was a 7.6. There was one in India, which was a 7.7. And then El Salvador, which was a 6.6.
You know, Sean, if you use a bright glove on your hand, she can see it better when you... Okay. Question number six. I don't know. I don't think she'll know this. What type of truck was inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame?
Oh, I bet I know. Oz, I bet it's the Tonka truck.
You got it, Oz.
All right, Oz.
What other toy truck is that?
I was going to say Hess. The gas station trucks that they put out every year?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, my brother collects those. Yep. He's got every one of his whole life, except he's missing one year where my mom thought he was getting over them.
And he
is so mad about it. He still holds her.
What car was it?
The Hess trucks that from the gas station.
No,
that they
which
sold?
One's he missing?
Like 1994, I think, or something like that.
No, but what was it? I have one, and it's
the, and it's the 1994
off-road one with the bicycles on top.
I don't know which one it was, but it was one of his earlier years. My mom thought he was getting over them, so she stopped buying it as his gift.
Surprise.
Yeah. And then he apparently started asking, like, well, wait a minute. I'm supposed to, don't I always get a...
I'm supposed to get that.
Yeah. Oh,
that's like me and my tequila.
My mom was like, oops.
Did I get a bottle of tequila?
Yeah, where's my ha-ha?
Yeah.
Or ho-ho or whatever.
All right.
My Cabo.
Okay, question number seven. Okay, you got to get this, Caitlin. What Far and Away stars ended their marriage in 2011?
If you don't get it, I will.
Jennifer.
No.
Oz.
Didn't even let you finish.
Nope. Go ahead, Oz.
Kidman and Cruise.
That's right.
Yeah. Also of Eyes Wide Shut.
Okay, question number eight. It's kind of funny. Where was Renee Zellweger when Hugh Grant called her up for her Golden Globe Award? Where was she? She wasn't in the audience at the moment.
Sean. Outside having a smoke.
Oh, wrong. Where would someone be if you know, if they had to leave the Oscars suddenly? Casey?
The bathroom.
That's it.
That's awesome.
You got one. All right.
Yeah, I did. I got one. I'm
good
still here.
Job.
Okay, question number 9. What Mel Brooks movie debuted as a musical in 2001?
Wait.
Casey? The Producers?
That's it.
Ooh, nice. Casey's 2 for 2.
Oh, yeah.
I have, you know, producer.
Yeah.
Have a thing for the word.
I hold in my hand the last question.
Yay!
For $1 million.
Here we go. What month did Xbox debut in 2001?
Oh, okay. Oz.
Sean.
November.
That's it.
Whoa.
Right before Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Back, Black Friday.
For Christmas. There you go.
There we go.
And that's the show for us, guys. Caitlin, I hope you had a wonderful birthday show.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed it. We had fun putting it together for you. Once again, we do want to thank Alicia Keys, Marley Matlin, Donny Osmond, Weird Al, and Dolly Parton for sending over those messages to us. And if you want to do them yourselves, go to BlueMountain.com and go to eCards. You'll see why. So you can make it very personal. And let's see. The show's website is YourWeeklyDose.com. Facebook page is YourWeeklyDose. Twitter is at YourWeeklyDose1.
Find me, Steve, on Facebook, Steve Silva. Twitter, at SilvaLining69.
I'm out of Facebook jail, too. I'm on.
Yay! wait till
look
Monday.
For how long, yeah.
Look at the confetti falling.
Free
past.
Again, wow, free at last.
All right.
Us?
Oh, yes. I'm OzDavis42 on Twitter. You can also find my work at thesportshistorynetwork.com or OrvilleMulligan.com.
And birthday girl?
I'm on Instagram, Nia Caitlin Ketstever and Ketstever Studios.
And you can find Mr. Abercrombie David over there at Abercrombie and Finch and any local mall. He'll be there standing out front handing out flyers.
So, and spraying perfume.
And spraying perfume.
And he will never be here again.
he'll be handing out a whole bunch of 8x10 glossies.
Yeah, he's never coming back.
Just don't ask him where the restrooms are at in the mall. He doesn't know.
So. Renee Zellweger does, though.
That's what all the planters are for.
Absolutely. And with me, guys, you can catch me, Sean, on any social media at Sean R. Unplugged. Don't forget, you can listen to our past shows on Delmarva Talk Radio, 7 a.m. Wednesday through Friday mornings. Also on Live City Radio at noon from Wednesday through Fridays. And again, guys, if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to tell your friends about us because we can't grow without you. Help us spread the word about the show and tell your friends, tell your neighbors because, damn it, we dare you to do it and see what happens. All right, guys. Once again, happy birthday to Caitlin, 21. It's a big mark. 25 will be the next one for you. We'll see what happens there. Woo! Who knows? We may get you something a little bit different, you know.
Take it one day at a time.
There you go. Absolutely. Until next week, guys, have fun with each other. Be good to each other. Take care.
Bye.
Remember the good times, world.
Listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.